KAYTFM.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Sin, something got to die. Bring your sacrifice, bring your offering, and your high priest must have to offer it for your pardon or your sin. But you got to do it every year on the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur. You bring your offering, or you bring your sacrifice. Something must die under the law. So when Jesus came, he became our sacrificial offering. And he went and he paid a price so that you and I would not be held under the laws anymore. He healed us and he gave us life, and we still won't thank him. Holy Spirit, walk with me through. Because someone need to hear this. In Jesus, the very power of God entered the mainstream of humanity. And in Jesus' authority as the Son of Man, you and I find an anchor of our hope. Our hope has never been in my ability. I don't care who you think you are. Your hope is never in you or the thing that you think you've accomplished. Your hope is in the one who sent you, declared and decreed it all, because he knew you and he knows me. Our hope is anchored in the Lord. Jesus came as a son given. This son would come into the world over 42 generations, a descendant of Abraham and King David. This son would be given as a love gift to the world. For John 3:16 say, for God so agape loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting or eternal life. This is why Christmas is celebrated all over the world. It is a day when God of the universe became like one of us and lived among us. Why did he do it, Brother Martin? Because he saw our conditions. What's your condition like? You may hide it from me, but you can't hide it from God. You may even hide it from your wife, but you cannot hide it. You may hide it from your husband, but you cannot hide it from God, because he knows the hairs on our head. He knows us because he made us in his image and likeness. And he knows the time that we will depart this world to enter into his presence. My brothers and sisters, in our own condition, we have gone our own ways. And when we go our own way, we go away from God and got ourselves into a mess that we could not get ourselves out of. Anybody been in a mess? God knows our messiness. He knows what we've done in life. And we could not get out of the stuff that we got into. We created, not him, we created an ever-increasing distance and a debt we could not pay. In a million years, I couldn't pay the stuff that the Lord had seen in my life. But what about you? Think about it today, because this is an examination of who I am in my relationship and in my walk with the Lord. Think about it, because we've been in the church all of our life and we said we love the Lord and we embrace it. But think about the stuff that you're holding on the inside that the Lord says, I need you to dump that stuff off and surrender to me. I need you to empty it all, because it is not you that can save you. It is me who are carrying you. Even if you try to hold on to the stuff that you can't get rid of, God said, I'm drawing you closer to me through my word and through the preaching of the gospel. And that's why sometimes we get rattled when we hear messages that shake us. And we said, he's talking about me. No, the Lord is talking to you. We were in utter darkness, Brother Gaines. And we could not find our way back to God. So he came, the Lord came to us. You missed it, my brothers and sisters. He came to us in the darkness to deliver us by defeating the power of sin and death. By defeating the power of sin. All have sinned and come short. Now the question we ask is, how short is your short? Hebrews 2:7 said, therefore, it was necessary for him to be made in the very respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. Write it down, because you will be able to see that. It's in his word, Hebrews 2:17. Therefore, whenever you see the therefore, you see what it is there for. Therefore, it was necessary for him, the Lord, to be made in the respect like us, his brother and sister, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before Yahweh, Adonai Elohim, before God. He stands before us as our great high priest, because the way I am, I cannot go before the holy presence of God. He is my mediator. Then he could offer a sacrifice that would take away the sins of the people. Only the God-man can fulfill the mission of bearing the sins of the world and giving his life as a ransom for many. John 1:29, Mark 10:45. The incarnation shows us the depths of God's love and the length he is willing to do, to go to, in order to save us. The depths of God's love and the length he, God, is willing to go to in order to save us. This is why he is described as our wonderful counselor, Brother Gaines. The mighty God, Brother Jenkins. The everlasting Father, Brother Brown. And the Prince of Peace, Brother Hurst. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace came into a dark filled world to bring us hope and peace. Because of this, he, who is he? And this is he, what he revealed about the Trinity when he stepped into our dark world. Who is he? He is now in our lives and through our lives and for our lives as the Prince of Peace. We are told in John 14:27, it says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. The world ain't got no peace. All of the stuff we see in the world today is chaos and confusion and bickering and fighting. The world don't have peace, because there's bumping heads, because your decision is worse than mine and mine is different from yours. So there is no peace, but Jesus came to give us peace. He said, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. My brothers and sisters, while we live in this world, the Lord Jesus is our peace. And we as believers know that one day he will come and rule the world with unending peace. Right now is chaos, but Jesus said, I'm going to stop it. I'm going to deal with it, so there will be peace for an eternity. Pastor, how do we know this? I'm glad you ask. We know this because the zeal and the passion of the Lord will do this. Isaiah is saying unto us that God is passionately committed to fulfilling all of his promises, bringing salvation to all who would believe in him, and one day restoring all things back to their original design. This thing could have been perfect had they not messed up, had Adam and Eve not messed up and stayed in the peace of God. But the Lord will one day rusher it back in, bring it back to the original design, because it is the Lord's passion to save the lost that is driving history toward the final triumph of grace and what is called the millennium, a messianic kingdom. In this period, it is in those 1,000 millennia, means 1,000 years. Millennia is a 1,000-year period when we see all of these things taking place, when the Lord Jesus Christ will reign here on earth. 1,000 years he will reign as he sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem. And everyone who enter the kingdom will be redeemed by God and therefore righteous. Those who glorified physically, or those with glorified physical bodies, and those with natural earthly bodies. My brothers and sisters, we don't even understand. Our children call them, this is the millennial generation. You may be right. 2,000 years. We see all of the things transpiring. 2,000 years in Christ left this world and went back to the Father to sit at the right hand of God the Father and wait for that day, because the scripture said that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. But until that time, we must wait until the Lord call all believers home. Those millennials will live in the kingdom with God here on earth. Jesus was set on the throne of David for 1,000 years, Ken, and during that time, children will be born. Yes, they will be born. And then the Lord God Almighty will release the enemy again, and the enemy then will attack. And the Lord will take and throw him into the fire of lake and brimstone, and that will end the story, and eternity will be ushered in. We will live with God forever, and those who do not know the Lord and have a relationship with him will be separated from the Lord God forever. But those who have a relationship, those that have accepted him, those who died in Christ have been raptured out of the world, and those who are born in the millennium kingdom will live with Christ forever and ever and ever. Christmas is a time to celebrate. A time to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ for all the great things he has done. And therefore, whenever you see the word therefore, you see what it is there for. We celebrate the arrival of Jesus. The doors of the church are open. As we now extend the invitation Christian discipleship. If you are here today, my brother or my sisters, and the Lord has spoken to your heart, you may come as a candidate of baptism, you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come in a Christian experience.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.